Negotiations between the City of Philadelphia and members of the Blue Collar Workers Union, AFSCME District Council 33, are expected to continue today. Talks broke apart last night, and during the day, striking union workers demonstrated throughout the city. At the Domino Sanitation Center in Manayunk, neighbors who tried to dump their trash and recycling there were blocked out. WHYY's Kristen Musburger-Garza was there.
Dozens of municipal workers defied court orders about picketing as they directed traffic and trash drop-off in the summer heat. Tensions between the police and strikers made some neighbors nervous to do the wrong thing. Local resident Yvette Everett says she lives just a few minutes away and thought she was following the rules, but felt stuck in a sticky situation as she dropped off her trash bag.
I had to ask the cop if it was okay because I didn't know if we were supposed to be doing this or not. But yeah, so it's all, now all the trash is piled up outside on the street, so I think that's interesting.
Strikers are not supposed to block city dump entrances, stand within 10 feet of them, or intimidate anyone. Kristen Musburger-Garza, WHYY News.
About 1 million people are expected to hit the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend in our region. Jaina Tidwell of AAA says traffic will be heavy in the usual spots.
Locally, because of our proximity to the Jersey Shore, the Delaware beaches, the Pocono Mountains, many locals head to those destinations because that is their summer tradition.
Traffic is expected to be heavy this afternoon, so Tidwell recommends leaving early or late in the day. This week, lawmakers in Delaware passed legislation requiring landlords to certify their properties are safe from lead paint within the next 3 years. Amy Rowe chairs the state's Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Advisory Committee.
Rental housing that was built before 1978 is a leading cause of childhood lead poisoning in the United States. And so addressing that hazard is extremely important for preventing cases of lead poisoning.
The bill now awaits approval from Governor Matt Meyer. Checking sports and weather, the Phillies lost game number one of their doubleheader yesterday to the Padres 6-4. And then they bounced back and won the second game 5-1. The Phils are off today and they'll be back in South Philly hosting the Reds tomorrow on the 4th of July. Tomorrow is also the quarterfinal round of FIFA's World Cup Club Series at the Link Chelsea taking on Palmeiras. Your forecast looks like this. Pretty nice with sunshine right now. It's 80 going up to 89. We'll have a breeze 10 to 15 miles an hour today. There's a storm threat later on, possibly a shower or a thunderstorm in the Philly area with partly cloudy skies, a low of 68 tonight. This is WHYY.